Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Everybody, let yourself be known, be heard. All right, really honestly, we are. We're making ourselves heard with this exciting sound today. I am co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only comedian Organic. Okay, Organic, come on, speak up. Let them know you're here.
I mean, let's be honest with you. You turned the amplifier up. You got the sound all, you know, connecting. So thank everyone. This is comedian Organic Okay. And thank my co-host, Talk Dude, for introducing the show program today. Sound like you fired up, got your words, expressing the moment of your thoughts. That's good. Let's do it.
You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Don't just listen. Talk. Come on, call. Lynn, let's know what you're all about. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Anywho, look, I'll talk to you all about satisfying your greatness. Now, listen, tell me, what is it you want? What is it you're dying for? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that specific question, really. What is it that you want this particular moment in time? Isn't a large part of your life crying out? Don't you feel basically, like you're unfulfilled? You want more, don't you? You don't know how to get it. You're too busy. It seems impossible. You're afraid to basically go out there and get it. You're afraid to take the plunge. And you know what I'm talking about. Some people in life, they're not trying, okay? They're not really. They're eking by. They're scraping by. Some aren't even doing that. Some do whatever they can just so they don't wind up on the street. Ask yourself, basically, what is it that I need? How am I holding me back? Many of us are doing it. They're not thinking about what's big enough, what's important. Now, why don't you take a look around? Look at your world. Is it what you really need it to be? Some are basically saying, everything's fine. My life's okay. It's small. It's manageable. It's not that hard. Some of us sell ourselves short. Do it because you want more. Do it so you can be more. Be the kind of person other people just envy. Listen. Find whatever is, what is your passion? What's burning away at you? What's eating at you? What is it you need? Think about it. You want to make more money? You want to basically change your career? Listen. I was in the same boat myself. I basically was full of all this stress and anxiety my whole life. Something was wrong.
All right, so this is the thing, sir.
Yeah.
I get it. I get the message. You're trying to, you know, knock it into the head. You're trying to, you know, try to use a routine that people know you as this. But I think one of the things that you're not doing is you're not screaming. You spend all your time saying your problems, right? But are you truly talking about the solutions and how your solutions can help where people's problems are, right?
Yeah, I'm getting the solution.
Like, right? When you're giving somebody, you know, a shirt, you either give them a brand new shirt or you give them a shirt that you wore that you washed, right? When you give people this dirty stuff, Here's my dirty stuff. Here's my dirty stuff. Guess what? Are they the person doing your laundry? I mean, that's how you make it seem. Like, for those out there, this first time hearing me talk, first time hearing this program, I can't talk to my colleague like I just met him. I can't just act like because you listening to it, this is the first time that I'm responding. I need to make sure he's healthy as he repeating his message to the world. He needs to be healthy in his desires of happiness instead of being lost in the misery that people left them, you know? And this is what happened quite often. People leave people in misery and the misery become a like a song that's broken. Like you got to go when the songs are stuck. You have to go and take maybe the CD out, clean it off, and then put it back in so you can play. Keep playing through. What you're doing is you playing. This thing is stuck and it's stuck right there. You know how some you had a 45, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they play and it got stuck. You have to go and test it. It's like, oh yeah, I got to take it and reset, right? I'm saying you got to reset yourself, because if you find your happiness, don't be left in the misery to make people feel happy. That's not happy for you to be unhappy. So why do you want people to be happy because you're unhappy? That makes no sense.
Misery loves company. There are a lot of people who try to steal your happiness. Come, that's the thing. They basically run around there, want you to be a little bit more miserable so basically they don't feel so lonely. You want to know, like even the successful people, the tabloids make so much money off them.
Come on, we listen to you. Come on, man. Don't hold on to that. Hold on to your freedom. Hold on to the freedom of not being happy. Okay, hold on to the freedom of being happy. Come on now. Now, this is what I just want to tell y'all. We ain't got time. We try to enjoy life. We've seen too many moments, especially me being involved with too many moments where people have not won. And my job and my task is to win. When people ask me, what is the show about? What is Satisfying the Greatness about? Is my job to hold on to this and be a mannequin for them to try on their dysfunctional things in life, and then they're contaminated with things, leaving the good things with a bad appetite, with a bad touch? My thing is, my show is more of a tailored, right? I want to tailor-made this, what's going on, so you can't have time to counter or undermine this. I mean, I got to keep it organic. That's what my process is. My colleague, you know, he graduated under his organic platform. I mean, he got to contain that. He got to stay here and nurture that. But otherwise, it will happen to your vegetables and fruits and things. You don't properly take care of it. It grows weeds and things that start contaminating your harvest. You start seeing harvest of pretty roses that got fungus growing on it. No, man, we got to clean it out, man. We ain't got time for that, man. We got to enjoy life. Now, some people take some longer than others. There's nothing wrong with that. We're just talking about how not to undermine their greatness by staying in the contaminated section of things are not successful for their life-involving moment.
Indeed. Look, let me just say, hey, that honestly, look, people do want to steal your happiness, okay? I mean, there are people, this is the reason tabloids make so much money. People want to see successful, you know, star-type people go down in flames. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to basically be that way. You know, look, like, the ways to basically satisfy your greatness. First, basically, early to bed, early to rise does help. You said a little bit while, whatever. When you tell yourself, basically, that I'm just not good enough, it becomes true. You shut down. But don't believe in anything that does not empower you. Does not give you force.
This guy right here, his name is Talk Dude.
Mm-hmm.
What is he seeing and enjoying his greatness? He's different. What this type of dude right here, he ain't gonna tell you. Once he's satisfying his greatness, he become bigger than a superhero. That part's so important that he's having the right things. We're not gonna wait till he fall down where he can destroy his greatness. We're gonna make sure that his greatness is being apart and the harvest is being correctly motivated, so he can show y'all what greatness is supposed to be a part of and what it's supposed to be connecting with. For to stir that up, there's ingredients inside of there. It's greatness.
Okay, now your greatness. Ask yourself what your greatness is. Take a moment to stop and think. What is your greatness?
Okay. Ask your question this, man. Ask us this. Once you start feeling like your words are becoming boring to you, you already passed it. Like being dehydrated. When your greatness is dehydrated and it feels dehydrated, guess what happens? It's dehydrated. It's dehydrated, sir. So when you're feeling dehydrated and your words are coming out dehydrated, You're already thirsty. You already need more greatness supply. You know, this is the thing I'm going to tell you. You know, people say this word, hey, why are they so thirsty over there? Why are they so thirsty? That means liking women, you know, or a woman liking a man. Man, look at this. If they're thirsty, they're dehydrated already. They need to have something to nurse it. Man, stop playing with people. You know, there's people in this society is never getting out of incarceration or never being out of that situation, and they got all the things that you think you want. You want to, where my soulmate at? Some of your soulmates are locked up somewhere around the world, okay, and are on the street being a sex slave. It's so many people that you looking for that's here. Don't know where they at. We sitting here being tricked by all the scams of not being greatness and just living in that. You start seeing that 20, 30 years ago. You start seeing how movies show you all these people that's never going to win and show you the people that's always going to win. Come on now. In those, you see movies back in the day, a lot of the movies that you thought was good, and then you see the person that win never look like you. You know, he's like, what is this? You start hating the movies before the movie even is over. You're like, I don't like this. I want to win, never going to win it. See what I'm saying? Life is a natural order, man. Life is a natural order.
Ask yourself how you can soar. Take a moment to think about every single thing you want from your life.
Okay.
Everything you want.
This is not Simon. This is not an actual routine and exercise. You got to sound like a routine exercise. Everyone, I want you to grab your right arm and stretch it over your left shoulder, okay? And I want you to twist, stretch. Make sure you're breathing correctly. I don't want you to take your left arm and have it go over your right shoulder this time. And I want you to twist. And now, everyone, I want you to take your, neck, and I want you to raise your right.
That's how you got to sound, man. Stop sounding so boring and dead. You don't mean directly, do you?
If I am, you got to change it, too. Come on, now.
All right.
I'm about to pitch you on disconnection in a minute. I'm about to hang up on you.
No, come on, don't.
Get it together. Get it together. Don't say don't nothing. Just do it. This shit becomes boring. And I'm about to hang up.
All right. Your greatness can be heard. You know, look, people, ordinary people, mediocre people, they get by. All they do is get by. You talk to them all the time. You see them. They get by. You have to be one of them. You can do more than just get by. You know?
All right, man. You did it. Everybody,
no.
I'm going, everybody. I'm
no,
going.
No,